no matter how many times you'd seen it. We lived enthralled to it. Beyond all else, that denatured, slightly hell-like, hyper-mechanised landscape provoked awe. It seemed indestructible, irrevocable. But it survived intact for only 33 years, from 1959 until 1992. High industrial Gothic, one of the wonders of the post-war settlement, all gone now. The place turned out to be an elaborate folly. Motherwell is the town I was born and bred in, a coal and steel town on the lip of the Clyde Valley. By the time I was 30 years old, it wasn't a coal and steel town anymore. Motherwell lost its identity in the industrial restructuring of the 1980s, along with wave after wave of redundant workers. Personal identities were shattered. But group identity was shattered too. The people of Motherwell were used to being part of something much, much bigger than themselves. When it went so quickly, Motherwell became a town without a purpose. I couldn't stand the place, even when it was still in its pomp. But I loved it too. Still do. Motherwell is where my mum lived, because that's where my dad came from. Even at the start of the 1960s, women did what their husbands wanted, in matters large and small. But Wynne was from rural Essex and found life in Lanarkshire challenging. She explained all this to me from when I was old enough to listen, or maybe even long before. Yet, despite all those confidences over so many years, Motherwell is the place where I failed to get to know my mother very well at all, until after she was dead. That was when I started to realise that there were respects in which she hadn't mothered well at all. Chapter 1. The Bureau. We were wary of the Bureau, my brother and I, even though it was ours now and we could do what we liked with it. There was no one to stop us anymore. No mum, no dad, no rules. Yet so much of the Bureau had been a forbidden zone for such a long time. The administrative heart of our family home at number 18 Clyde Terrace Muir House, Motherwell ML12NG. My parents had bought the Bureau when they first got married and set up home on Empress Avenue in Romford, Essex at the start of the 1960s. It had made the journey with them up to Thistle Street, Motherwell, Lanarkshire, less than a year later. That was where we lived when I was born. 4 more years, and it had travelled another couple of miles to Shields Drive, Muir House, Motherwell, and the birth of my younger brother David. Another 6 years, and another few hundred yards, and the Bureau, along with its complete and perfect nuclear family, had reached Clyde Terrace, where it stayed for almost 5 decades, before it headed back the way it had come, and moved in with me in London. At the time of their marriage, as the swinging 60s began, my parents had embraced the modern, and the Bureau is now quite the hipster accoutrement. For us, though, it was so much more than a stylish piece of furniture. It was our tabula rasa, the place where the evidence of our family's transactions with officialdom was filed. It was made by Avalon, a furniture company based in Somerset that folded years ago. No build quality, the experts say. Not in quite the same league as G-Plan. You can still buy the same model, vintage, for around £120. For ages, it lurked at the top of the family home, as it was always called in the divorce proceedings. It sat in the corridor, outside the bedrooms of my 2 sons, its straitened circumstances forcing it to take in washing, or at least provide a flat surface to receive rumpled piles of the boys' laundered clothes.